New Year's Day on Cape Cod isn't much different from the holiday elsewhere in the country, although it's probably wetter and windier than most places. Reporter Alice Furlow has passed many a year in the town of Truro and in other climes around the world. The last days before 2005 have prompted her to reflect on the passage of time.
Ring out wild bells to the wild sky. That's Tennyson's greeting to the new year in his poem In Memoriam. But the bells you're hearing now aren't the English bells the poet was probably thinking of. These are the bells of Toulouse Cathedral. In France, New Year's is much more important and exciting than Christmas. And hearing those bells I recorded years ago reminds me of many New Years when my husband and I lived in Paris. From our window on the Rue Rambuteau, we could look down into the window of the little café across the street where the owners and their large family would be having their réveillon, the New Year's feast, late into the night. And opening the window at midnight, we could hear the bells of Notre Dame directly across the river. Memories are especially sharp for me on the first day of a new year with its unfamiliar new number. That's because I'm old and don't dare imagine much of a future. I remember the old days in Truro, where my family began spending summers in 1934, as much more innocent than today. Very few summer people, and sand roads, kerosene lamps, and church suppers. But my neighbor, Lloyd Rose, who's 87, remembers some bad old days in Truro.
Like the days of rum running and things like that, you know.
Do you remember Prohibition?
Oh, I remember Prohibition.
How did that work out on Cape Cod?
I was intimidated by living on a road that ran to the ocean, Long Nook Road. I would see these big black cars go by with their curtains pulled down so nobody would know who it was. They, I was sure, were rum runners.
Lloyd Rose was born in Truro, and he was in the building trade here for many years. His white beard and black beret make him look like the artist he was in his youth. He's a selectman in the Truro town government. At 87, he seems comfortable with the future. He's surrounded with young people whenever I see him in the bar of Truro's only restaurant.
You seem to have an active social life.
Well, I work at it. And I like to learn from another generation below me. There are a few generations below me at this particular age.
Time is relative, as I think Einstein said. And Lloyd Rose has inspired me to make a New Year's resolution to stop complaining about young people, their manners, grammar, pierced eyebrows, and all. And I've just met an impressive Truro resident who's 70 years younger than Mr. Rose. She's Isadora Dunn, a senior in a nearby high school who's been a ballerina since the age of 7. Her schedule in the holiday season would have killed me at age 17. I talked to her after her very long day.
Well, I had a performance of the Nutcracker this morning, and then I'm on the dance team at Nauset High School, and which is hip-hop, and then I had rehearsal for that, and then I had rehearsal for a different Nutcracker I'm in.
And that's not all. On New Year's Day, think of Isadora recovering from a duet in a late-night jazz ballet at Chatham High School, wearing a tutu and red lace gloves and red bows. It sounds as if time for Isadora has been what Tennyson called it, a maniac flinging dust. But dancers are always aware of time's limitations.
A major component of being a professional dancer is knowing that your talent and your ability lie within your body, and if one wrong turn that leaves you with like a broken ankle, that could end your career. And when their career ends, whether it's because they're too old or because they've hurt themselves, it's the end of everything they know how to do.
At 17, Isadora can learn to do all kinds of other things. She has all the time in the world. But how about people who didn't need much time at all to attain greatness? I'm thinking of Mozart, who became a musician at the age of 4 and died at 35 after creating volumes and volumes of the loveliest music ever heard. My favorite Mozart music is his overture to The Marriage of Figaro. That's because of a January performance I saw with my husband in a friend's box at the Met when we were young. Ever since, this music has had for me a kind of summit of worldly happiness excitement, a feeling of endless possibilities. But whether time is condensed, as it was for Mozart, or wasted, as it is by most of us ordinary mortals, there's never enough of it. I haven't had time to read Einstein or Stephen Hawking on the subject of time, and if I had, I wouldn't have understood a word. But I always have time for long, long lap sessions with my companion Miss Pudding, a 17-year-old cat of great sweetness, who's just fur and bones these days. For her, the passage of time isn't marked with numbers. But for us lesser beings, the arrival of a year we call 2005 is to be observed with respect. Lloyd Rose.
What I will do this New Year's Day? I will just give thanks that I'm still alive and hope that the country will head in the right direction. I would like to see people get together and come to some kind of understanding for one another.
And my New Year's wish is the same as Tennyson's. Ring out the 1,000 years of war. Ring in the 1,000 years of peace. For NPR News, I'm Alice Furlow on Cape Cod.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Scott Simon returns next week.